one of the many Ravens free agents pending in the offseason. But Odafe Owe, we talked about it before last season. He had 13 sacks total heading into last year, got 10 last season. And, you know, was he a dominant, disruptive force in the Suggs, Lawrence Taylor, Derek Thomas, you know, that sort of level? But compared to where he was, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Question is, what is this package of pass rush moves and how much higher can he? What's the ceiling? Did we see the ceiling, Vinny, from Odafe Owe in 2024? And is that good enough?
I don't know that. Hopefully we haven't seen the ceiling, Bob. We won't know that until, you know, we see the games and stuff. But, you know, he's got the outside speed. He's got dip, rip, bend outside. He's got a bull rush. He's got a spin move. So, yeah, he's got more of a repertoire now. And the big thing with him is get off. You know, use your speed to get off the ball, you know, because if the biggest thing with them is if he gets off quick, then, you know, you kind of have the advantage because all of a sudden that old lineman, he's got to jump back. You know, he's got to kick out hard to you to stop the speed on the outside. And if he turns his shoulder, you can spin back in. So, you know, for him, everything starts with speed. Whereas with like Van Noy is going to kind of react to what the offensive tackle is doing because he knows every counter in the book. He's so smart.
Now, in regards to Adeez Isaac versus David Ajabo, because we've assumed they will fight it out for a spot on the roster with the other being on the bubble. And, you know, the projections, not just locally, but throughout the NFL, in regards to that sort of thing, is Ajabo is going to be on the outside looking in through 1 week of training camp as he maybe even things a little bit.
Well, it looks like, you know, every day in practice, Bob, Ajabo's ahead of Isaac because, like, the starters, Tavius Robinson, along with Van Noy.
Sure.
And then Owe and Ajabo come in, and then it's Isaac after that. So, Adeez Isaac has got some work to do. I mean, they're both going to be playing a ton in the preseason. And you know what? We're going to see who cream's going to rise to the top. You know, and that's Raven's just going to sit back and, all right, let's who makes plays in the game? And that's who's going to deserve, you know, to be around. And is Ajabo more, is he quicker and more explosive off the ball? Yes. And is he more of a natural rusher? Probably, but he's just so inconsistent. And he likes, when he stands up, when Ajabo stands up, he's an extremely average player. The thing that hurts Isaac is the true speed. I think he's 4.74, you know, coming out of Penn State. So he's got to show a more of a repertoire. Isaac needs to show more of a repertoire of moves, and Ajabo needs to be more, because Ajabo will show it to you. Yep, that's what we want. But damn, you can't just do it one time. You know, you got to do it more and more and more. So those are the two dilemmas, Bob, with those two guys, in my opinion. You know, I mean, because Robinson's on the team. Everybody else is pretty much on a team. And even when you hear Chuck Smith talk about pass rush, you know, he mentions Odafe, he mentions Van Noy, and the third guy he mentions is Mike Green. It isn't Ajabo and anybody else, you know, that's where he goes to. So you kind of know the pecking order there, rushing the passer.
Now, we talked about Tavius Robinson, and you just brought him up with Charles Walker a couple of minutes ago. Like, is he a Pro Bowl guy?
No.
Is he in line to get a $110 million contract?
Nope.
Absolutely not. But every defense needs that guy, and he made some big plays for them in 2024, when expectations were low, not to level them up at all. But, you know, every team needs that solid yeoman's workman-like kind of guy. And he's an older draft pick, mm-hmm, entering his third year. I think teams benefit from having the Tavius Robinsons around.
Why did Owe go gain, what, 20 pounds? Because of Tavius Robinson. And why was that? Because in the Buffalo game, who started? Tavius Robinson. Why? Because Owe wasn't playing the run. So, I mean, that Tavius Robinson can set the edge, can play the run, and you can count on him on first, on rundowns. He's going to be in there for the Ravens, like probably him, Jenkins. You know, that's going to be their run-stopping deal. And Van Noy's usually in there, too. So when they start a game, Tavius Robinson's a starter. Then it adjusts quickly, you know, because they're going to be very flexible, very versatile. They're going to be doing a lot of things with their pass rushers and their inside backers other than Roquan, you know. And there's going to be a lot of DBs on the field, and there's going to be, you know, adjusting and moving. And, you know, they're going to line up Oway over the center. They're going to line up Van Noy over the, you know, they're going to situationally do those kind of things in different games. But they're going to be, and we heard Harb say yesterday, we are a blitzing team. We're an attacking team. And that's what they're going to be. They're going to come after him. This is going to be more like Mike McDonald's defense, I think, because they feel real good about the corners. And they got a lot of speed on defense. And they got a lot of guys that can blitz. And they got a lot of DBs that are good at rushing the passer, as Kyle Hamilton is, and especially Marlon Humphrey, too.
Now, through the first week of training camp, and we've had back-to-back practices going Monday and Tuesday, give us a couple of players on either side of the ball who have made you notice in a good way or have made you notice in a more disappointing way that, boy, I expect a little bit more from you. Granted, it's still very early, but preseason starts next week.
Yeah, two guys that kind of are just been consistently good throughout is Tez Walker, and I've talked about him a lot. You know, and Nate Wiggins. Those two guys, consistent, steady, making plays every day. And they both look very good. And the thing that I like about Wiggins is he wants to go up against the best all the time, just like Jair. And he's not grabbing and clutching all the time. He's playing, you know, not to get penalties, but he's got that speed where he can do it now, and he's got a lot of confidence out there right now. And I think having Jair, you know, with his confidence stuff, I think that's only going to help Wiggins. And I said this earlier about Tez Walker. That dude, man, he just catches the ball. And whenever it's thrown to him, he catches the ball. Coaches, quarterbacks love that. And he's getting better running routes. He's getting better with his separation. I think those two guys, you know, have kind of stood out. Now, some guys that haven't, like I, you know, we talked about him earlier. Adisa Isaac needs to step it up, and he needs to flash more and make more plays. You know, that's the thing with him. And anybody else that, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in. Not really. I'll even say Ben Cleveland looks a little better, you know, like yesterday in pass pro. I thought he looked a little better. But guys that aren't playing well, really can't think of anybody that way, Bob, that just needs, you know, Ajabo needs to be more consistent. And, you know, we keep talking about that. But, no, other than that, it's been pretty good.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Nolan McGraw is going to join us. We're going to take a trip to his funhouse. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear from Lamar Jackson. Mike Green, hear from him as he talked to the media a couple of days after his birthday. Buy or sell, 12:15. Let's count some dough. That Vinny's had out one winning drive, 1:15. Practice resumes, and then we'll talk to Jim Hunter about the Orioles, the series finale against the Blue Jays. Going for the sweep. Trade deadline's tomorrow at 6. Give you the lineups and all that good stuff. Orioles getting hot at the wrong time. Or do we have a miracle? Is there a miracle? Do you believe in miracles?